With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller says the interim president of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, is cooperating with the Trump administration, which has a vision for the oil-rich nation.
Is she consulting with the president?
It's a good question. I don't want to get too much into details on that. But look, we have an oil embargo in Venezuela. For them to do any kind of commerce, they need our permission. We have our massive fleet, our armada, still present there. This is an active and ongoing U.S. government military operation. And so, of course, we set the terms and conditions.
In the meantime, Nicolas Maduro pleading not guilty in his first appearance Monday in a New York court. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says that's it. He's out. He is ending his bid for a third term less than 4 months after announcing his reelection campaign. Walz says he can no longer devote the energy necessary to win another term and address the multi-billion dollar fraud scandal in the Gopher State.
As I reflect on this moment with my family and my team over the holidays, I came to the conclusion that I can't give a political campaign my all. Every minute that I spend defending my own political interest would be a minute I can't spend defending the people of Minnesota against the criminals who prey on our generosity and the cynics who want to prey on our differences.
Walz portraying himself as a servant leader for his state. He tried to narrow the rapidly growing fraud scandal to a few bad actors, and he blamed the Republicans for being divisive and racist for drawing attention to the story. Trial is underway in Texas for a former police officer who was part of the slow law enforcement response to the Uvalde school shooting in 2022. This is SRN News. Historic Dutch church has tragically been lost.
It happened in the hours before Amsterdam rang in 2026. A fire broke out at the Vondel Church, spreading quickly and completely destroying the building. The church is more than 150 years old, though its congregation had declined so greatly in the second half of the 20th century that worship ended there in 1977. Since then, the building had been used for a variety of purposes, including as a music venue. Michael Harrington reporting.
Indonesia, the largest Muslim-majority nation in the world, has a new penal code. It replaces a Dutch-era criminal law that had governed the country for more than 80 years, and marks a major shift in its legal landscape overall. Now, under the amended code, sex outside of marriage is punishable by up to at least 1 year in prison. This is SRN News. 45 states reporting higher than normal flu activity through the week of Christmas. Here's Ed Donahue.
The higher numbers appear to be driven by the type of flu that's been spreading. One type of the flu virus called H3N2 historically has caused the most hospitalizations and deaths in older people. More than 90% of the H3N2 infections analyzed were a new version that differs from the strain in this year's flu shots. Flu season usually peaks by February. The CDC estimates there have been at least 11 million illnesses, 120,000 hospitalizations, and 5,000 deaths from the flu so far this season. I'm Ed Donahue.
Dozens of residents at Michigan nursing homes have died of suspected neglect or abuse in the last 4 years. A review of state and federal records and documents show 6,000 cases of abuse and neglect. More details, srnnews.com.